Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a boatload, actually, at $470 on average on your car insurance. That's the average nationwide annual savings from survey data from July to December 2020. How's that for data?
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I like doing that. I like doing that.
I love it.
That's apparent.
I do it like every show, right? All right, we got Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also a Super Bowl champion, so always good to talk to him and get his perspective. But first, we're going to give you our perspective on another angle on the Super Bowl. And Rob, going into this game, it was billed as the Battle of the GOATs. The guy that most regard as the GOAT right now, Tom Brady, and a guy that many think could one day overtake him. And Tony Romo, you know, who called the game, he came out and said that this is it. If Brady wins, he's the GOAT forever. And Pat Mahomes will never be able to overcome Brady and become the GOAT. Now, the reality is Pat Mahomes, 6-2 in the playoffs, both losses against Tom Brady. Remember a couple years ago when Brady was still in New England and they went on to win his sixth Super Bowl. And then, of course, just what happened last night. Where are you at on this? Do you think Mahomes is out of the GOAT conversation?
You never say never because there's a lot of years to be left. But I think that Pat Mahomes' GOAT talk was way too premature. I think people just got caught up and thought it would be easy street. Now we're looking at two Super Bowls. He has two touchdowns, four interceptions. He hasn't been lights out. They won a Super Bowl. This game is not totally on him. There's other issues, of course, with the team, the offensive line. Right. But I don't think you can look at Patrick Mahomes the same way today. If you think, like, nothing happened and he's going to pick up where he's left off and he'll just run off three more Super Bowls or something, I just don't see it that way. I think his image took a hit and his invincibility and how good he is. He didn't just lose, Chris. He looked terrible doing it. With the picks. With not scoring a touchdown. I'm not saying he's trash or garbage or he can't win again or whatever. But there was an air of him where I think people like you marveled at what he was able to accomplish, where he was. His owner was already talking about he's better than Michael Jordan. There was a lot of stuff said. And many people, let's just be honest, thought he was going to win his second championship.
Oh, most
like
people.
It was in the bag. A lot of people.
You thought it
a
too.
Lot of people. Yeah, I did. A lot of people. You just said it. 80% of people bet on Kansas City. It ain't that easy. And I think he came crashing back to earth. Andy Reid is an offensive genius. Oh, he has all the weapons. Oh, they added some new running backs. Oh, look at all the weapons they have. Look at what they did to Buffalo. Oh, you know, last year they were in the playoffs. They were down by double digits every game. They always came back. All that other stuff. And now we look, and I'm sure if most people are honest, I don't know. I'm not convinced Patrick Mahomes wins another championship. I don't know what happens to the team. I don't know how long Andy Reid is there. I don't know what's going on in the AFC, if some of these other teams are going to get better. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl or that Patrick Mahomes, who hasn't won the MVP, and this is not, I'm not knocking him for not winning the MVP the last 2 years, but he didn't. He lost to, Lamar Jackson. And a 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers the last 2 years. I'm just saying.
37 years old isn't old.
No. But I'm just saying, but an older guy the last couple years. I'm just not sure where I feel about Mahomes and the future. It is now murky to me, not as clear as maybe I thought it was before that game. And I just saw, like, some of the shine fell off of him last night.
I think you went too far. I still think he's very much in the conversation to become. He's certainly not there yet. To become Jordan-esque, to become the GOAT. He still has been to two Super Bowls in his first 3 years. He still has won a Super Bowl and an MVP. And yesterday, I mean, no, it wasn't one of his better games by far. I mean, it was his worst game. It was the first time he's never scored as a pro, never thrown a touchdown in the NFL. And players have, drops all the time. Quarterbacks have drops all the time. So I'm not going to sit there and rely on, there were two drop passes in the end zone. Because that, it happens, all right? But he was running for dear life. Dear life. He got hurried 29 times, which is a Super Bowl record. I mean, as soon as he snapped the ball, he was basically scrambling. And his receivers weren't getting open. And he still made some things happen where, like I said, some balls were dropped or some passes maybe could have been caught. So I don't think he was as bad as it may have looked. But bottom line is, as you said, he didn't score a touchdown, and they got trampled. Now, I don't think I think for anyone, and there are a lot of people saying it, Rob, not just Tony Romo, to take him out of the GOAT conversation after 3 years, to me is ridiculous. As you've said time and time again, Tom Brady went 9 years without winning the championship.
I mean, those are facts. Right? 9 years.
And after his first three, nobody was thinking he was the GOAT.
He had three championships under his belt. Nobody was there because, of course, Joe Montana had four and Terry Bradshaw, whatever. But, it was Joe Montana. And then he went to 9 years. And remember, he lost in those – they went to the Super Bowl a couple times, Chris, and lost to the Giants. But it wasn't like it was all over. And that's what people don't know, because you could say that. And what if Patrick Mahomes goes 8 years without winning and then runs off three in a row, Chris, and now he's 4-1, right? 4-1.
That's my point. That is a possibility, as you said. But how about this, Rob? Because some people are saying now he's got to win eight because Brady's got seven. No. Bill Russell's got 11. Michael Jordan has six. More people think Jordan's the GOAT than Bill Russell. More people think Kareem's the GOAT with six than Bill Russell with 11. So I don't think he has to win eight or even seven. What if he – how about this scenario? What if he doesn't – and you're right. I mean, maybe it's a while before he gets back. I doubt it, but it could be. But let's just throw out another scenario. What if, say, they don't win it next year, but then the year after that, they run off three straight, which has never been done in the NFL. And then a couple years later, he wins another one. And now he's 5-1 in the Super Bowl. And the only player to ever win three straight. And let's say his numbers are, through the roof. And maybe he's got two more MVPs. Like, you gonna really tell me he can't be... Some people might not be like, he's the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know that's a big if, but I'm just saying.
But it's not impossible because we just saw Brady go 9 years. If you didn't have that, Chris, then maybe you can make the argument nobody's ever done it. Right?
But
Brady did it. Yeah, Brady went 9 years and then started winning again. That's the point.
But also, Brady won 3 and 4 years to start his career. And then was it three? Again, it was 3 and 4 years or 5 years? I think 3 and 5 years since he's, started this resurgence. So you can get him in bunches.
Right, right.
And again, it's easier said than done. I mean, we're not saying he's going to snap his fingers and win all these championships. But I still am a big-time believer because when I said that I think Pat Mahomes is Jordan-esque, I wasn't doing it based on stats. Yeah, of course stats are a part of it. If you average 12 points a game in the NBA, nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, but look at how he moves. Look at his jumper. No, you got to put up numbers. So Pat Mahomes' numbers were a part of it, but the things he does, the way he can extend plays, the throws he can make, the angles he throws the ball at, all of that is what made me think this guy can be the GOAT. And I think all of that's still there. Remember, Rob, what he said last year? I don't even know how to read defenses yet. So he's got room for improvement. So I just think I get it. This is what he's going to have to overcome, Rob, or something that some people will always be able to latch on to. At least at this moment, he's 0-2 against an old Tom Brady in the playoffs. That's something Brady's going to have over him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So some may want to say he couldn't beat Brady if they get close. If he gets close to Brady enough where there's a legitimate discussion, some will be able to say, yeah, but Brady beat him twice head up. So we'll see. But I think, like you said, I think it's way premature to say he'll never be in the GOAT conversation again. Like it's over for him in that regard.
877-99-ON-FOX.
877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did yesterday's loss eliminate Patrick Mahomes from the GOAT conversation forever? Forever. Or do you still think, do you still feel optimistic about his future in that regard? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You're listening to The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call this number, 1-888-FARMERS, to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Also, we're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. That's a lot. It's like they're cramming like a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. You know the ones I'm talking about. It's cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Pat Mahomes forever out of the GOAT conversation?
All right, let's kick it off with Tez and Cincy. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tez?
Hello? Tez.
Oh, we lost him. All right. Brandon in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, man, I just had a statement to make. First and foremost, first time caller, long time listener. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing great, brother. Thanks for the
support. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. So the comment that, or the question I would ask is, if Tom Brady has lost twice now to Eli Manning, who has never been regarded as the best of any quarterback position at any level, then how come Patrick Mahomes is getting knocked for losing to who we deem as the greatest quarterback to ever play? Because Patrick Mahomes ran against a front four that was much more savage than Tom Brady's ever faced, and Tom Brady lost twice to a front four that did that. So how will we step him out of that conversation when Eli's undefeated against Tom Brady in the Super
That's
Bowl?
That's fair. I think what people are assuming, and somewhat, well, not somewhat, assuming understandably, is that Mahomes is not going to get to 10 Super Bowls or 8 Super Bowls even. You know, no other quarterback's been to more than 5. So you're right. I mean, Brady's got losses. Rob, that is, I mean, for the sake of this conversation, that's somewhat of the saving grace for Mahomes, right? You're not talking about chasing Michael Jordan, who's never lost. You know, you're talking about chasing a guy that's lost 3 times.
Right.
And
he's
twice,
got
like
losses
you said,
on
to
his
a,
records.
You're right, to a good but not great Eli Manning. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's another reason I think he's still in it, Rob.
Mike in Milwaukee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, always a pleasure to listen to you. As always, make my ride home from work great. But, hey, let me say this. It's so early to tell, guys. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still so young. We have no idea who the GOAT is. Could be Patrick Mahomes. Could be Lamar Jackson. Could be Josh Allen. Could be Justin Herbert. We have no clue because it's so early in their careers, you know? And my whole point is
like that are just, you know, that's in the realm of what you never, anything can happen. You know, I mean, they're right now, you wouldn't put those other three guys like it's like LeBron James. As soon as he stepped on the NBA court, people were saying maybe one day he could be the GOAT. They weren't saying about every rookie young player that played well. You just saw something in LeBron. Then it's up to, okay, will he realize it, right?
Yeah. I guess my point is, too, with like Tony Romo's point, you know, I think it just makes the mountain that much harder to climb because Tom has won 7 out of 10. I mean, that's a pretty
insurmountable
lead, I guess. Yeah.
Right. But it's not impossible.
Right. I do agree with you, though, Rob. It's gotten demonstrably harder.
Of course.
It's demonstrably harder now because he didn't have a loss in the Super Bowl. We all thought he was going to be 2-0.
A lot of
people
did.
It was like, all right, let's just start counting. But now it's going to be a lot harder for him for sure.
All right, Trucker Don in Boston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Where you been, Trucker Don?
Been busy, guys. Sorry, no air horn. I'm in a truck stop. It's snow, snowing heavy out here in
All
Iowa.
All right, be careful, please.
Oh, you in Iowa? We got Iowa Sam on the ones and twos.
And Chris Broussard, I want to tell you right now, Tom Brady has only won 7 Super Bowls, so there's no way, no how he's going to win 15 Super Bowls. I promise you that. I predict that. So he's not the greatest of all time.
You sound like somebody I know, Trucker Don.
I've been waiting all day to tell you guys that. That's
very nice.
Just the simple fact that Brady had to beat the 3 previous GOATs to get this Super Bowl win. He had to beat Breeze. He had to beat Rodgers. And now he had to beat Mahomes. And the reason that the defense looks so great in this game is because Brady put the game away early. Mahomes became one-dimensional. It was a great defense and a great offense. That was, that's why you cannot give all the credit to Brady and you can't give all the credit to defense. It was a super great game plan.
Both of them were good. There's no
thanks, Trucker Don. Be careful in Iowa, okay? In the snow. Damian in Memphis, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Damian?
What's up, guys? I just want to say that I love you guys' show, but I love the show even more when Tom Brady finds a way to make Rob Parker take those headphones off, sit back in his chair, and give him his phone. That's what I love about the show.
Uh-huh.
But you sure know
I do take them off and go back because I can't take it.
Yeah, I pay attention. But regarding the Patrick Mahomes situation, I think that he will win at least 1 or 2 more rings, maybe 3. But I just think the GOAT talk is over and it shouldn't have been started. And I understand the wow factor and the eye test. But I heard Stephen A. say, if you can't beat the GOAT, then you can't be the GOAT. It will always be over Patrick Mahomes' head that Brady has beat him twice when it matters most. So that's all I want to say.
That's true. I mean, that's why he's going to have to, whether it's 6-1, 7-1, 5, or the numbers, Rob, the end. He's going to have to do something to make up for having lost twice to Brady if they never play again in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's gotten harder. There's no doubt.
Jawan in Colorado, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, as always?
Doing
good.
Great.
How are you?
Doing great. I got a little bit of a spin on it, but I wanted to – last time we talked about them stats on black quarterbacks. Can I take a second to run that stuff down to you guys? I did the research from referencefootball.com.
You're talking
Wikipedia.
About what, 120 black quarterbacks?
You're the one that
brought that up? Is that true?
Yeah, let me run these stats down,
well,
please.
I mean, it can't be too long.
No, it won't take too long. Since the inception of the NFL, there's actually been 107 black quarterbacks since 1920. But in the Super Bowl era, which is 1966, guys, there's only been 32 black quarterbacks.
That sounds more like it because remember the NFL had blacks up until about 1932 or something like that.
Chris, let me make this point though. Just 3% starting quarterback since 1966. The system of oppressing black athletes has done exactly what it's supposed to do. It's produced a Tom Brady. And if you take, there's been 1,036 quarterbacks in the NFL since its inception, and there's been 32 black starting quarterbacks. So if you take a massive sample size like that, you're going to produce a Tom Brady and an Aaron Rodgers. But what if the odds were more fair? You would have far more prominent black quarterbacks. Tom Brady may not even exist if the odds were fair. So the system of cheating has...
We know that's obviously been the case.
But what we're saying is
what we've seen, Tom Brady has been, or Joe Montana in Rob's case, has been the best quarterback we've seen.
Yes,
now,
he has, Chris,
like I
but
said.
But he's had the benefit.
I get what you're saying. Just like Babe Ruth didn't have to play against black players, we get it. And if in 50 years all of the best quarterbacks are black and blacks are dominating the quarterback position like they do running back and wide receiver, then you know what? In the GOAT debate, we will look back and say, well, you know, Brady, you know, they weren't letting blacks play quarterback back then. You know what I'm saying, Rob? Like, that'll be a factor. But right now, you know, we don't know that any of these black quarterbacks would have been better than Brady or Rodgers. Maybe. But we got to see it first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Super Bowl champion. And he's got his own theme music. Our man, Rod Woodson. What up, brother?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
How are you?
We are good, man. Good to have you on. Perfect guy to talk to today. All right. Defensively, we know that was a huge key to this game yesterday. I'm just going to ask you this way. How surprised were you that at what Todd Bowles and that defense was able to do to Pat Mahomes? First time probably since high school, if not before that he hasn't thrown for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, if you go back and look at their game in late November, it's what he did in the second half and late in the fourth quarter. He realized playing that man-to-man doesn't work all the time with Patrick Mahomes. And playing the zones the way he did it, and obviously he tweaked the zones because they played more of a cover two, what we call palm coverage, which is like a cover four. The corners kept sinking back. So, I mean, they really had four deep guys, everybody playing a quarter, and they just couldn't get behind them. They just really couldn't. They really didn't. I really didn't see them, and I don't really recall them being too many single high defenses. And what they were doing, they were getting pressure with their front four. That's all they were doing. They brought some pressure here and there, but for the most part, that offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs wasn't holding up. And obviously, from the beginning of the year to this, you know, to the Super Bowl, they had four different starters playing in that Super Bowl game that they had at the beginning of the year. But with that being said, Todd Bowles has put a really good game plan together. And what really makes their defense special is how fast those linebackers can run sideline to sideline to track everybody down. They did a great job with that. And then on the scrambles that Patrick Mahomes had, they plastered down the field. They was on those guys like white on rice, man. I mean, they played outstanding football. I love what he did. I love that game plan. And that's the best game plan for Patrick Mahomes. When you go back and look at the Chargers and how they played them normally pretty tight, that's what they did. They played loose football, kept everything in front of them, and they got after them with the front four. And they did a little bit different with Todd because they played more cover four-ish, what I said. That palm coverage didn't cover three, but they had that same idea behind it. Don't let them get behind you. Keep everything in front of you. And if you can do that, you can slow this guy down. And they slow that offense down.
What did you make of – I mean, obviously, any quarterback, if you don't have time and you're pressured, you're going to have a long day at the office. But, you know, Mahomes had been able to do so many things with so much ease, and people just thought it was going to be a breeze, and he's going to roll to three Super Bowls in a row, and he's off to a great start in his career. What did last night do? Did that just make him look more mortal, or was that – can you just, like, you know, shake it off and just say, well, they couldn't protect him, so that was the reason he struggled so?
Well, I think, you know – that is one reason. I mean, obviously, he was running out of the pocket all night long. And, I mean, he had some great throws out of the pocket. I mean, that throw to Tyreek Hill that hit him in the face at the goal line, it went right through his hands.
Right.
And then again, when he was parallel to the ground and he threw it, 25, 30 yards down the field, and then it bounces off, you know, his receiver's helmet again. I mean, he did some great things at that, you know, from the position, from him being pressured throughout the whole night. You know, you want to see your guy be able to sit in the pocket. Now, I wish they would have went to more, since they were playing more of a 4D, I wish they would have went to more what we call spacing routes, where you're getting into those soft zones, those windows in that soft zone, because if you're rushing four and you got four guys deep, then you only have three guys underneath. And if you take four out, somebody's going to be open.
So they weren't even trying to go underneath?
I mean, they did a little bit because, you see, Kelsey, I mean, Kelsey had a nice game. And he didn't have any touchdowns, but he had a lot of catches. I mean, he was over 135 yards or something like that. You know, so they did some of it, but it was sporadically. It wasn't a consistent thing that we know they can do. And, you know, it seemed like they were he was and they were trying to take shots down the field. And I don't know if that was their game plan or not, or if it was just because they were getting so – he was getting pressured so much. I mean, when you can't protect your quarterback, I mean, he was getting – I mean, at one point they said, what, 45 pressures or 44 pressures?
Well, 29 pressures, which is the – 29 hurries, which was
right,
the most
which is
in
the Super
Bowl,
right. Yeah.
I mean, that is crazy. You know, when he drops back and he doesn't have time. He's just getting out of the pocket. And so, you know, that's a tough task for anybody to do. I think he did a tremendous job. You know, but Tam, you just got to take your hat off to Todd Bowles. I know they gave the MVP to Tom Brady. I know that. Then they can't give MVPs to coaches. But Todd Bowles was the MVP.
Or they could have given it to the whole defensive unit because they held Patrick Mahomes and them to no touchdowns, did a great job. But you notice, Rod, they always give the quarterback no matter what. Brady played fine. I'm not saying he played terrible. But right. But it was about defense last night. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. They're not going to give it to no defensive guys, especially the whole crew, especially when you got Tom Brady, you know, getting his seventh Super Bowl, and he's a Super Bowl MVP. He did play outstanding.
Three touchdowns.
I mean, he took care of the football. You know, they had a really good game plan for them. And, you know, running the football, having 145 yards rushing, kept them really off balance because they were running the football in those critical situations, and then they would play pass off of it. And then, you know, it kept Kansas City and Spags on their heels, and they could never really find their rhythm on the defensive side either for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Rod, we know teams are, I would assume they're going to copy, right, the cover two and as you said, the palm defense. Like whatever Tampa was doing, they're going to copy it. Do you think teams will be able to have success against Kansas City's offense or not?
No, not like, I mean, you got to have four rushers. You know, now, I mean, there's a couple teams that have four rushers that can do that. But it's not that, you don't have that many defenses in the National Football League to have four dogs. You just don't. So they can probably try to copy it. But if you're not getting that pressure and you're rushing four, somebody's going to get open eventually. So there is a template. There's a template there, but it's hard to duplicate because you're not going to have that same type of pressure week in and week out from different teams and different defenses.
I was saying to Rob earlier, I think it may be, not that it's going to be easy, but it may be easier or Kansas City may have a better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl next year than they would have had they won. Because maybe they'd have been cocky, overconfident. I actually think they were cocky going into this game. But, you know, what do you think? You think they'll be humbled and hungry, or maybe they've been exposed a little bit?
No, I think they're going to be hungry. I mean, those guys are competitors. You know, Andy Reid is an outstanding coach. And, you know, luckily for KC, you know, EB didn't get a job. So they're going to have their whole coaching staff back. You know, all their players, if they, you know, whatever free agents are going to be, you know, hopefully they'll bring those guys back if there's any critical guys. But, you know, I think they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready to play. It's going to be hard, especially in the West, to beat them. All the teams are going to be, you know, trying to figure out how to beat them. Obviously, the Raiders were the only team before Tampa Bay to get that victory. And really, if you go back and look at the Raiders game in the second half, they did the exact same thing. They played that soft zone. They got after them with the front four, and they got a victory against them. So that is a template, but I think Kansas City is going to be hungry. I think Andy Reid's going to have his guys ready come next year.
All right. That's our man, Rod Woodson, the Super Bowl champion and Hall of Famer. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you,
hey,
Rod.
Man, I'm going to cry the whole offseason because I don't get to talk to you guys.
My man. Hey, we can't wait for next football season.
We don't believe you, but we appreciate the sentiment.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for saying it. All right, man. All right, have a great offseason, though, bro.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. That's the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. All right, we may have found Rob and I the smartest man alive. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, on your Magic City Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. And there was a interesting happening at the Super Bowl, which actually delayed the game. Everybody saw it. Rob G, can you chime in with the streaker? And he had an ulterior motive more than to just get some exposure on national television.
That's right, Rob. And real quickly, we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote.
Rob G,
paying
you
the bills.
Do it with gusto.
Very nice. He at least
coming
did
to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote.
Thank you,
and
Chris.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, yeah, so now we're still trying to confirm if this is true or not, but it's making the rounds all over social media. Several NFL reporters have shared it. So, but this is what allegedly happened. You know, the streaker in the Super Bowl made it to the goal line. He was wearing a one-piece thong bathing suit, so he was not fully nude. He was a little bit clothed. And so he got tackled.
Isn't
at
that what Alex was wearing?
Something similar, but I think this one was pink. Alex's was blue. But yes, very similar. So he got tackled at the goal line. He got arrested, $1,000 fine, the whole deal. Well, allegedly, this man, before the Super Bowl, bet $50,000 on a prop bet at +750 that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. Which means, after offsetting the $1,000 bail, he pocketed $374,000 for streaking during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Is he crazy or is he crazy like a fox?
Wow.
I'd say he's crazy like a fox. If you can make that kind of money just by showing your buns, running out for a little bit, you know what I mean? Alex does it for free.
I got to be honest. Now, let me ask y'all this, because, you know, I don't bet like y'all. Do you, when you bet 50 grand, it's not like you had to put the 50 grand down right then, right?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. So he must be a guy that has money.
Yeah, you got
or got a loan shark or a bookie or something like that.
Exactly. Or you borrow it from people and say, you know, what's going to happen or what, you know, just like, I need to borrow money. You ask 100 people for how much?
Because my thought was
$500, right?
It's not something I would do, you know, in a position I'm in right now, or I doubt you do it, Rob, in a position you're in right now. But if I was, like, you know, struggling financially, and I needed some money, or I just, you know, I just wanted to come up, like, give me some more money. It's not like he went out there naked. He just went out there in a swimsuit. You know, a little.
Struggling.
So that, I think he's crazy like a fox too.
I think that's smart. If that's really true and not, like, because I just don't.
It
that
should
was a,
be
that
against
was a
the
prop,
law. I would
that
think
was
it's
a prop bet.
The law.
You know what I mean? Like that there's a streaker. Somebody actually had that on the table.
Well, how is it different than...
It's like insider trading.
Right, like people who are betting on the national anthem time. Because if you work on the Super Bowl on the staff at all, you hear them go through rehearsals 3, 4, 5 times. So you could make a bet on that. So I guess that's the question that you brought up, Chris. Is it like a... Is it morally wrong to do that?
It should be illegal. It should be illegal because then I can do... If they're going to allow bets like that, you could bet anything. It's like saying... I could say, you know, I bet... Remember when the lights went off at the Super Bowl? I bet the lights go off again at the Super Bowl.
And then you kick the plug out.
And I'm in position to do it. You right? I work there. Yeah. They need to get a handle on this. They
Rob
really
G,
do.
What casino? Where,
somebody's going to throw a battery on the field. Okay. It's going to be me, but somebody's going to throw a battery on the field. You know?
Right, but I'm just surprised. Like, what casino put that out there?
If it was, it'd have to be like an online casino because I've heard that multiple places they'll cap it at like 10 grand for prop bets.
Right,
for that specific reason, like the Gatorade thing. Like, if you work on the staff, you know what the Gatorade color is. So I could be like, hey, Jim, you know it's going to be orange. You go ahead and drop a couple G's on it. You know that kind of thing.
More than that, right?
But whatever it is,
like you can, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The more we talk about it, the more I think it's not true.
Oh, boo, Chris.
I'm
Chris
just saying,
off the show.
Rob, does it sound fair? Does it sound like they haven't thought? We thought about it, but they didn't think about
it? Right, like they would have to think about it. And you already know, though, a lot of these things, Chris, the insurance companies pay. It's like, you know, you go to a golf outing, and if you get a hole in one,
right,
you get a
right.
car, People, right. The golf outing, they pay for insurance for that because they don't want to foot the bill. Do you know what I mean? So,
right.
So
right.
your premium for that, you might have to pay $3,000. You know what I mean? A one-time $3,000 for your event. And if they make it, then they have to pay. But otherwise, that insurance company pockets $3,000 for one day's work, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. It just that's a serious loophole. So I don't know.
Next year it's in L.A., so don't be surprised if you see Alex buns out.
5'2" Mexican running out there.
350 grand, I'll do anything.
Keep it locked!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.